And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days. I've got a great line of guests today. I've got Jason Pudney with Crooked Canes, Patty Lindsay with the Chino Valley Linus, I have Liberty Casares and Alex Logan with Finley, and I also have Matt Santos in the studio today. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and the letters we draw match your first and last name initials. Yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Hi, everyone. This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me every weekday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on KQNA.
I'm proud to be part of KQNA's live talk block every day.
No pulling of punches, because we tell it like it is. And if you like to think, well, you'll love my show. And if you don't like to think, well, by golly, you need my show. The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays from 10 to 1 on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
It's the $250,000 Zoom Ball cash giveaway, and it's bouncing into Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Saturdays in March and April from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., every hour, one lucky guest will have a chance to play Zoom Ball. Get six red balls and win $250,000 in cash. Start earning entries for your chance to win and zoom in every Saturday in March and April for the $250,000 Zoom Ball cash giveaway. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Lynx?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. No Mere Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Lynx does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
Hey, everybody, this is Ted Gettle.
And this is Adam Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. You know, Adam, winter's almost over.
Yeah, Ted, it's a good time to get your AC ready for summer.
My AC's fine. You're talking about the listeners, right?
Picky. Okay, all you listeners, let Gettles get you prepared for summer.
You mean get your AC prepared for summer.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Say bye-bye winter and get ready for summer with a Gettles AC system checkup. Don't settle. Get Gettles. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and today I have Matt Santos in with me, Information Officer with the Town of Chino Valley. And he's here today to kind of brief us on what's going on with this whole coronavirus, Matt.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Lots of hectic stuff. I know the listeners are probably thinking, he was on last week. We don't want to hear from him again. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of information. There's a lot of misinformation.
Right.
There's a lot of panic and a lot of irrational things going on. So the town of Chino Valley, the town leadership, has rightly so wanted to address a couple of things. So we just within the last hour released a press release that was generated after a town leadership meeting this morning that involved the mayor, of course, Mayor Daryl Croft, council member Annie Perkins was in attendance, as well as various department heads and different folks from the town, including reps from the Chino PD, and just to kind of sit there, trade some information, evaluate what we're learning from the CDC, and of course releases from Governor Ducey's office, to see what is what can be done in the best interest of not just the citizens, of course, which are the general public, but also town staff. We need to make sure that we keep keep the employees safe as well. So a few things have been put in motion. Like I said, about an hour ago we released a press release.
Yeah.
Now I want to let the listeners know, on the way over here, I was listening to a conference with Governor Ducey, down, I believe it was in Phoenix, and information from the CDC is coming out multiple times a day. So whatever will be in print, whatever we're going to share with you now on the air, or you may read in the paper or online tomorrow or tonight, it may change. It
Right.
may change this afternoon. It may change tonight. It may not change at all. We don't know. So just be aware. We will update you as a town as soon as we can with any updated changes. But I wanted to go over, Loretta, if I can, just go
Absolutely. Go over
a list here. First of all, first and foremost, common sense. We want everybody to exercise common sense and courtesy and patience and understanding while you're going out to the stores, while you're going and shopping, while you're driving down the roads. And that goes for whether it's flu and tick season or not. It's just, you know, behave yourselves is kind of what we're saying. But especially in this climate that we're in now, the atmosphere that we're in now with the social concerns and the health concerns, best form of prevention, wash your hands regularly. When you're visiting the studios at KQ&A, feel free, use their hand sanitizer that's right in front of us, and when Bill Monroe's not looking, maybe put it in your pocket. That's
right.
That no, of course I'm joking. So those are the first things. Use common sense. If you're not feeling well, stay home, get better. If you don't have to make additional trips and visits to bigger area stores and things like that, don't. If you have to go out and you are going out, utilize some of the provisions that are out there, like delivery, doorstep delivery, drive-throughs for food, things like that. So those are some of the things just in general that you want
right.
to keep in mind. Now, to the specifics of what was decided by town leadership under the guidance of Mayor Croft today, we're going to go through them kind of quick, so please check chinoaz.net for more information. But this is where we're at. We'll go by departments. The Chino Valley Police Department, at this point, no adjustments to services will be made at this time. Staff has been following the CDC recommendations, and they're adjusting and aggressively sanitizing and cleaning their workspaces to keep the public and the employees safe, as well as the vehicles, because, you know, sad to say, we do transport some folks in those cars, so we don't want to put anybody that's being transported at greater risk than necessary.
Absolutely.
And, of course, our officers, as they're going about throughout the day and coming in contact with various folks, they are taking extra precautions as well. But as far as scheduling and services, the PD, Chino Valley PD, at this time is making no adjustments. Unfortunately, we did have to make some adjustments in other areas, and I'm going to go through these. This is the Chino Valley Library. Library capacity in the buildings is being limited to 50 persons or less, and that includes staff and volunteers. So they will be monitoring that at the door. To do so, we're trying to encourage people, or we are encouraging people, to use the main entrance, which faces Road 1 West, which is by the main library. Now, for safety and fire concerns and things of that nature, the other doors will be unlocked and accessible, but we are encouraging the visitors to the library to use that main entrance. We will be limiting 50 persons, 50 bodies or less in the library at any given time. So be aware of that. And we will be trying to move people in and out as gently and as politely as possible. Visitors are encouraged to use the main entrance. I said that. Library visits are being limited to 30 minutes or less. They will be monitoring times. So having said that, come in, get your items, and go out 30 minutes or less. All public computers are currently unavailable at the library. They have been disabled. be advised, though, there is free public Wi-Fi access, personal electronic devices, your smartphones, your tablets. We encourage you to bring those. All public computers at the library are currently unavailable. Staff will be there if you need help connecting your device. Again, keep in mind 30 minutes or less inside the library. Because of the capacity and the time constraints that we are instituting, all children's library programs have been suspended, including the weekly children's story time. All room reservations, the community room, the conference rooms, and things like that, have been suspended until further notice. So I know this is causing some issues, especially with schools being closed, and people were relying on the library and other services for activities for the kids. Unfortunately, again, not to try and instill panic, not to try and fuel the flames. It is to protect you, the citizens, as well as staff. We want to limit the exposure, the risk of exposure, as much as we can. The Chino Valley Senior Center, operating hours are going to be limited from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So what that means, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's basically open for lunch only. The recreational activities, the card playing, the billiards, things like that, shoot and pool, all of those services, all of those opportunities are currently suspended until further notice. The meals that are being provided, of course, the Meals on Wheels will continue, thankfully. The meals served at the Senior Center, that's a great spot for lunch. We're really encouraging you to use that as a to-go option. Strongly encourage. Pick up your lunch and exit out as soon as possible. Dine in is, if that's your only option, if you have nowhere else to go, we're asking that you exit out as soon as possible. We're limited seating, only a few, three or four per table. We're trying to keep that social distancing in effect. The daily sign-ins will not be needed, where you have to sign your name in. That way we don't risk the pens and papers being transferred. Again, at the Senior Center, all public computers currently unavailable. Park and Rec Department, all room reservations, community center classes, things like that, suspended until further notice. The Boys and Girls Club usage, that they use the building adjacent to the community center at 1527 North Road 1 East, is no longer in use. We have suspended activity at the Boys and Girls Club there. Town council meetings, I'm sorry, I'm kind of rushing through these. Town council meetings, our next scheduled meeting is March 24th. It will go on as planned, but keep in mind, as we go forward and listen to the governor's recommendations and the CDC recommendations for capacity crowds, that may change. So we are encouraging people utilize the Access TV, Channel 57, to watch it live, watch it the next day on YouTube. ChinoAZ.net is where you can find the link, or follow what I'm doing when I'm sitting there doing the live updates on Facebook. We are exploring some other options, Facebook Live, some kind of web or app streaming. Yeah. So going forward, we'll get you more information on that. Quote from the mayor, we would rather show an abundance of caution than to put our citizens and staff at risk. So some people may be saying it's a little overkill. We would rather have some inconvenience as opposed to trying to apologize for exposure at a later date. So again, thank you, Lorette, for the time to get this
no
out
problem,
there.
Matt.
Please follow our social media. Our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook links are at chinoaz.net for the most accurate and update information.
Yeah, thank you for giving us a heads up and letting us know exactly what happened. Like you said, you know, things can change definitely, you know, quickly. So to look at chinovalleyaz.net for the latest information.
Thank you very much.
No problem. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Talk Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth a family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. One of the common themes of conversations when I've been out and about in Prescott, and I'm sure it's this way in Chino, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, is how nice our employees are. It never ceases to amaze me that people I don't even know will make the special effort to tell me about the folks who take care of them in our stores. That's because we at Olson's genuinely care about your animals and about the fact that you decided to shop in our stores. We're in our 41st year and have seen it all. We have incredible animal and pet experience throughout our company and access this experience on a daily basis. Whether it be what should I feed, how should I feed, how much should I be feeding to achieve the results I want, or my pet or animal has a special need, how can I help make life better? We help you figure that kind of stuff out. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, where good enough just isn't, in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQNA's Talk of the Town. We just heard from Matt Santos, Information Officer with the Town of Chino Valley. Now we've got some other news going on. I've got a studio full of wonderful guests today. We've got Patty Lindsay with the Chino Valley Lioness. I've got Jason Putney with Crooked Canes. And I also have in here Alex Logan and Liberty Casars with, we've got, and you guys, with Finley. So, welcome everybody. How is everybody today?
Woohoo!
So, what does everyone here have in common, I guess I should say, is one of the things that we're all here for is we're all a part of and supporting Wine, Bites, and Brew.
Woo.
So I know everyone out there is going, are you guys still thinking of having this event?
Oh my gosh, yes.
The answer is yes. Wine Bites and Brew is not scheduled till the end of April. So we're not looking and, you know, something right immediately. So we're hoping that by the end of April, everything will kind of calm down. So how's everyone doing today?
Doing great.
Perfect. And that was Jason Pudney. And then Finley, how are you guys today?
I think we're doing great too.
A beautiful day.
I heard it was their first time on radio.
Well, welcome. So what we've got here is a lot of information going on with Wine Bites and Brew. We're like we said, we're still full speed ahead. We have not stopped anything because it's going to be just later on during the, we're not looking at canceling or
no. And if something does come up, we are, just so you know, we are looking at all the options, and our options would be to postpone it.
Right.
But at this moment, we are still on a go for April 25th at Olson's Green in Chino Valley, and from 5 to 9 and with the help of Finley and a vendor of Crooked Canes.
Yes. And so, Finley, you guys are one of our title sponsors. We appreciate that. Thank you guys so much for doing that. What kind of things are going on at Finley?
We're moving along with readjusting some of our schedules, but we're excited to still be involved. I'm glad that hasn't been canceled, and we're looking forward to it. We're excited to be a part of this event this year. So we're, like I said, we're scheduling different things at our store, but for the most part, we're moving right along, you know, as we should be, making sure that we're available for our community wherever we might be needed. So, you know.
And this is your first year being a part of Wine Bites and Brew, is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
We're so excited to have you guys a part of it. Wine Bites and Brew has just grown significantly over the years. And so this will be our third annual Wine Bites and Brew. And it's exactly what it sounds like. Come and enjoy some wine, some beer. And the bites are for VIPs, but there'll be food trucks there for anyone else. And there's going to be games. Patty, fill in. There's all kinds of stuff going on.
There is. There's a casino at the far end.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be roulette. There's craps. There's blackjack.
Yep. She chose those. Me.
They're good choices.
They're definitely good choices.
And from that, from the games, some of the games, and also from some from the casino, you can take your little tickets and go get a gift. You know, you get a drop your ticket in, and then you can win. But we got also three different bands. We got Vinyl, we got Josh West, and Vanilla Aardvark. That's a combination of the same. That's his band's name with him. I guess he was on The Voice. He came in second.
Yeah,
so,
second place.
Man, what do you think of us, huh? And then, of course, our favorite, A Note to Self with Mike Richards from Washington, D.C. Not Washington. He's from Washington, D.C. He's coming back. He had such a good time last year. But, yeah, we've got
barrel
racing. Yeah. And I always make the mistake of calling it wee-wee. And it's
pee-wee
barrel racing.
Pee-wee
the kids.
Barrel racing and women's barrel racing as well. But
yeah,
we also have, Coca-Cola will be there as well.
Oh, yeah.
And Scooter's Coffee House will be there as well. So for those of you that say, you know, I don't drink wine or I don't like beer or, you know, I just don't drink, period, there is a lot for you to do there. There's a lot of entertainment. There, like I said, Coca-Cola will be there. They'll be passing out Cokes and different samplings of new.
And we have water.
Water.
We can't
stations,
forget water.
Absolutely. Scooter's Coffee will be there providing coffee and different samples of different coffees. And
then we have the vendors. This is totally different this year is the vendors.
And Jason is a vendor for the first time this year. So what Patty was saying is we have vendors this year. We've opened it up just for the first time, first year ever, to open it up to vendors. And so, Jason, you're going to be one of our first vendors. What are some of the things that you're going to be showcasing?
What we will be showcasing is a lot of our local use artwork that they've produced throughout the last 6 months of our existence. We have it always have it in our gallery as well, but we'll be bringing our gallery to the Wine Bites and Brew as well.
Cool. And so all the money that you guys sell stuff for that night, is it going back into your the Cricket Canes, or are the kids going to be able to sell their stuff there, or how's that working?
Yeah, some of our students actually have stuff for sale that they would like to sell that's on the walls that they would get their money back for that.
Sure.
And then we also have other students that are donating to our nonprofit Arizona Resin Teaching Services so that the kids that are less fortunate can come to and participate in our art classes
that
we have.
That's
I mean, we got a great, tremendous youth, you know, and re-giving and helping out in the community. It's awesome to see it.
Absolutely.
Wait a minute. I got a good one to ask.
Yeah.
Finley, you going to put a car out there? Oh, sorry.
I mean, just one. We have a lot.
We could put a couple as display. Maybe that, because we are going to go ask
some
horse
trucks.
Trailers. And see if they want to. It's just a thought. I just thought of it. Popped in the old
we
brain.
We can always do that. It's up to you guys, depending on what you guys' setup it looks like. I didn't even ask about that. But
we do have a lot of space this year, and that's one of the reasons that it did move to Olson's Grain.
Yes, we outgrew our old place.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
We loved Earthworks and Susie. She was wonderful. And again, Susie, if you hear this, thank you very much for the last 2 years. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, this event has just grown significantly year after year, and we're just so proud of it. And so, like we said, this year we have VIP tickets, which is something completely new.
Different.
We've never done this before. And the VIP tickets, what it will include is your own, like, VIP line to come in. It includes your own VIP section, so you can actually, like, have your own section, tables, chairs, to kind of sit down, relax. But the VIP section, what it really includes is the bites. Yes. Wine Bites and Brew used to be open, the Bites used to be open to everybody. But because we've grown so much, it's so hard to ask these restaurants to produce 800 samples plus.
Yeah.
And so we've had to limit the Bites in a way to where the restaurants can still kind of showcase all their food and limit it into, you know, a couple hundred versus like 800 plus. And so the Bites will be part of the VIP.
And that's why we went to the food trucks in the $25 tickets for that.
Yeah, and you know what? Even the, you know, anybody who has access to the food trucks has access to the games. The games! I mean, these games are going to be fun. I think we're going to have to rethink one of the games.
Which one?
Oh, it was a toilet paper toss. So I think it's just going to be really hard to
find
the toilet paper.
Try to win all
unless
of it.
Everyone, I know, have all of you out there that's coming, bring a one toilet paper with you. We were thinking about giving it to you, but I think maybe you need to give it to us.
We had different games.
Yes. Do wipes work?
Yes, absolutely. Well, and it's one of the games. Yeah, we have some of the games that we have is like horseshoes throwing.
But with a toilet seat.
Yes, with a toilet seat.
Industrial version,
right? And so that way you can't break them. So
hopefully.
There's just going to be a lot of fun games out there. There's a lot to do.
Cornhole. We have an auction.
Oh, yes.
You guys will be getting your birdhouse pretty soon to decorate.
Oh, my goodness. How exciting. Don't tell us about auctions because we're terrible.
I might have a problem.
You have a problem?
I have a problem.
Well, what it is I can't remember how many. I think you get one large birdhouse.
Yes.
And then what happens is you get to decorate it up, bring it back, and we have a Harris Auction is going to be handling the auctioning
doing
that
a live
night,
auction.
A live auction with them. So they'll be going out. Your name will be on the back of it so they know where it really came from and who the crazies were that decorated it.
We already warned you.
Yes. All right. They got the two best people on it, right?
I mean, pretty much anybody you bring from Finley are going to, you know, it's for a good cause. So don't give us an excuse. We'll use it.
I think little car, you know, the little tiny cars all over the roof.
I know.
You know, one going maybe crashing into it or something.
A little like micro machines or something.
Just put the roundabout in Chino right there.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all we have.
But that's what we're doing with it. Yeah, you guys will get that out. We'll take pictures, promote it out there. You promote it on your site. Oh, man. It's going to be crazy.
It is. It's a definite fun event. And like we said, we have a lot of people that are still on board with this event, that are excited about this event. We have a lot of different vendors, a lot of different. We have a bead lady coming in and like actually showing us how she makes her glass beads.
She'll be torching right there.
Wow. On the spot.
We have to put her not near the hay.
Right.
Not near the hay.
Anything, but she'll be doing that and also selling some of her beadwork.
Yes. And so, she makes very nice stuff.
Yeah, so it's all interactive. There's so much to do. The bands alone are incredibly awesome.
Yeah.
We really went out of our way to find some really good bands. So there's music for everybody. It's not just, you know, one age group. It'll vary throughout the whole night.
Yeah, and like I know two other vendors were Kenny. He was supposed to be here today, but he was self-quarantining himself. Don't ask me.
Self-quarantining. I like it.
Yeah. With a martini on it. Yeah. I did say that. So, yeah. So he makes wine barrel furniture. And then we got Country Treasures from Chino that has lots of wine ideas and horseshoe ideas and stuff. So everything's kind of staying with our country theme we kind of came up with this year since we went to Olson's. We thank Michelle and them very, very much for all that.
Yeah, I think, is this one of the first events that you guys have sponsored in Chino Valley?
I think we've done a couple.
Right.
It was a while ago. So we're excited to go over there.
What's the background on Finley, you guys? Yeah.
They seem to be everywhere.
So it's a family-owned business. They started in Nevada. What year?
1961.
Oh, you.
Wow.
Okay. I bet neither one of you were born then, right?
I will not speculate.
Oh, you're talking about her.
Well, thank you.
That'll be the talk later.
So they have 32 stores in different states.
Wow.
So here we're going to turn 3 years old May 11th.
Already 3 years old.
Yeah, it went kind of fast. I myself got here September of 2018, so I still feel pretty new. And I'm trying to get to everybody as much as I can. And we're trying to cover, you know, getting to know the community and trying to help out as much as we can, you know, in however we can.
Right, well, I remember so. When you guys first came here, first time, they Helen went and bought another car.
Yeah.
So they were down there, and I don't know, there was something. Okay, well, we're the Lionesses, and would you want to donate? If you donate, I'll definitely buy the car. So they ended up, I think they gave us $500, and oh, they got another
awesome.
Car.
That's a deal maker.
Right.
Yeah, and I think they've already bought about four more since.
Yeah, since. I mean, these people buy cars like crazy.
Yeah, they get tired of them. Yeah.
Definitely. But, yeah, so there's that's a lot going way. On with yes. Finley that you guys have going on. Right. Do you guys, you were saying that you guys have popcorn and things like that.
So, we do have a waiting area for our service.
Ooh.
Or anybody that's waiting for a car to be delivered or however. We have popcorn, it's got donuts, coffee.
Oh.
Hydration is key, water.
Yeah.
Lots of water.
She'll be there because it's food.
I know, right? It's like
you
on my
drop
way
the
there.
Kid off and go there.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I scout out all the free locations.
See?
I'm like,
stop by. Well, so our popcorn, for no good reason, is delicious. And, you know, usually you think it's just popcorn, but it's good. I don't know where they order it from. And of course, we also have doggy bowls because we love our canine customers.
Well, and that's true.
Regular guests.
Prescott,
everybody's the same.
Yeah,
we love them.
Prescott is big.
Yes.
And so is Chino big
right.
on
yeah.
animals.
We
really
love our
are.
Animal guests. And
definitely.
They're welcome in our store, of course.
They were right across from the dog park. So.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
so.
That's right. You guys are located right across the street from the dog park.
Yep.
Right.
Get your oil
yeah.
changed and go and take your dog for a walk.
There
right.
you go.
Right. I bet you a lot of people do that, actually.
Yeah. And then across, there's a couple food places across the street. So plus the shuttle will take you much wherever you want. If
yeah.
you want to go home or if you want to just go to the mall or something, they'll drop you off and pick you up. So, you know, it's not a bad day when you got to go to service. It's kind of a good day. You get to be productive.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you guys do anything else besides the four they are? GMC, Toyota, Subaru, and Buick?
Yeah. So
do you
we
do
have
any others?
Well, we have a
pretty big, we have a pretty big inventory of pre-owned vehicles in all three stores. Mm-hmm. So it's, if you're looking for it, we can find it if we don't already have it. We also do, we have a process where you can buy a car completely online. If you don't want to come in, you don't have to, and we'll deliver it right to your door or your place of business. So,
wow. So what's that called? I know that other company that has the little...
Yeah. Carvana. Well, so we call it.
I was trying to do
his
it.
His name
now.
Shall not be spoken.
Personally, we call it a special Muffle. Delivery
oh,
because
yeah.
it is. But no, we do have a Joy Drive, which is all of the Finley stores, so that you could look through all of it and you could order from anybody in, with the Finley group. But if you're, you know, if you could talk to one of our employees and you tell them what you want, they will find it for you, send you the options, and get it all done, and then take it to you. Wherever
wow.
you are. So we try to do it as convenient as possible. Some
wow.
people can't get out of work.
Even doing all the paperwork that takes forever.
No, that's not no more.
Wow.
So we usually, I mean, we average about maybe 2 hours because usually we try to get as much done before the guest gets in.
Right.
You know what I mean? Can why? There's no reason for that anymore.
Yeah,
you know, you can do all
that.
The process. You can do all of the documentation, everything. And when you get there, you just go in and sign. So even if we deliver, everything is done. All you got to do is sign.
Wow.
You're good. So,
wow.
you know, we try to make it as easy as possible
that's
as it should be.
That's interesting.
As it should be,
totally
and it's fun.
Totally changed now.
You might be able to find another car, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
Buying cars is fun. It's supposed to be fun. I think people forget that.
I think, yeah,
you
do forget
it
that.
It is pretty. It used
right.
to be very stressful.
Right, and that's not anymore. And it hasn't been for us, thank God, for a long time.
That's good.
We enjoy it. I mean, imagine, like, you get to see somebody drive off in their own new car. So
right.
who doesn't love that?
Well, Liberty will be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Lynx?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. No Mere Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Lynx does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Home of the once-in-a-lifetime experience.
What do you mean, Ted?
On average, people are going to buy a new furnace or AC unit once in their lifetime.
So they might as well buy the best.
Yeah, because if our name's on it, we want you to be comfortable.
For a lifetime.
Go to GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L. The guys and gals at Gettle's get it. Got it? Good.
It's the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway, and it's bouncing into Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Saturdays in March and April from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. every hour, one lucky guest will have a chance to play Zoom Ball. Get six red balls and win $250,000 in cash. Start earning entries for your chance to win and zoom in every Saturday in March and April for the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Following last week's suspension of the NBA and NBA G League seasons, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver announced the league's intention to resume games at the appropriate time. Tickets that have already been purchased for impacted games will be honored when the game is rescheduled. If those games ultimately are not played or played in an empty arena, fans will be refunded. Fans can stay up to date by visiting the Suns website at nazsuns.com. When the Arizona Cardinals 2020 season gets underway, quarterback Kyler Murray will have two of the NFL's top receivers to throw to. Thanks to a blockbuster trade engineered today by the Cardinals, sending running back David Johnson to the Houston Texans for all-pro wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, joining Larry Fitzgerald in the receiving corps. Mostly sunny and breezy today with showers and snow moving in Tuesday night through Thursday. Chilling after bedtime tonight to a partly cloudy 37 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Warming tomorrow to about 54 with big chill Wednesday and Thursday highs around 41, 2 to 4 inches of snow Wednesday night and Thursday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a late night low of mostly cloudy 43. A breezy, mostly sunny high of 64 tomorrow, rainy Wednesday and Thursday, highs around 50, with sunshine returning Friday. Your KQ&A News and Weather This Hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Chino Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way, just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Okay, come on, Darby, let's go.
What a sunrise. This is Thumb Butte at its best.
We're all about bright, healthy futures at YRMC's James Family Heart Center. And our Echo Alert program is a shining example. It was designed by YRMC's innovative heart team to find heart valve disease early. That means we treat heart valve disease faster in our community, and we use the latest leading-edge procedures. In fact, the Heart Center's Echo Alert program is now a national care model. A better way to manage heart valve disease, the most advanced treatments, exceptional heart specialists, and your bright, healthy future. All at the James Family Heart Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I've got a great group of guests lined up today. I've got Jason Pedney here with Crooked Canes, Patty Lindsay with Chino Valley Lioness. I got Liberty Casares, did I say that right? Mm-hmm. And Alex Logan with Finley. So how are you guys all doing today? Everybody's great.
Doing great.
Just had a great segment. We left off with Finley. I know that you guys had a few more things that you wanted to say, specifically about the Toyota Center.
Yes. So for the last few months at every home game for the Northern Arizona Suns, we've been selling raffle tickets for a 2020 Toyota Corolla. Tickets are $10. Due to current events, we've had to make some adjustments. So we are going to be having the raffle at the Finley Toyota store on Willow Creek Road. We don't have a date set yet. So once we kind of the air kind of clears, we'll figure out when we're going to have the date. We're going to have the raffle. We'll make a party out of it. And we'll have it.
Popcorn will be especially for you, but we're gonna have real food too.
Yes.
But we'll save that. We'll save some popcorn for you for sure.
She makes it in crock pot.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe we'll have a segment of crock pot.
Don't tell the health department.
So we'll just make a party out of it. We'll have it on Facebook Live. If people are still interested in purchasing tickets, they can just call us at 928-443-8300.
Do you have to be present to win?
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
Not anymore. It was going to be halftime at the last home game for the Northern Arizona Suns.
Okay.
So, no, they won't have to be present to win now. So anybody that's listening, you do not have to be present.
Make your own popcorn at home and join us on Facebook Live.
Yep.
It'll be fun.
I'll just go down
there.
So
Facebook Live, and then you'll announce it right then, and
we'll have the Facebook Live on so they can, like, tune in and watch us as we're, you know, having food and, you know. But however people are comfortable, and then we'll just do the drawing.
That'd be fun.
Cool.
Are you entering?
Yeah.
Of course.
$10 for
a brand new
car?
Why she does
why
that?
Not?
It's a good deal.
She does that because, in fact, I win a lot.
Patty wins everything. I've never met a luckier lady.
Grace,
and as much as like I hang out with her, you'd think the luck would rub off.
Yeah.
Totally, not at all.
You have to share.
I know.
It's the right thing to do.
It is the luck of the Irish tomorrow. So
at
the party.
Yes, the luck of the Irish. So Jason, Crooked Canes. I know you guys are. You guys still doing events? You guys just had your spring break event.
Yeah, we actually.
How did that go?
It was tremendous. We had a big turnout. We thank the town of Chino Valley for allowing us to utilize their space and helping us get that event possible. We look forward to doing the next one. We're going to continue to do this year after year. It seemed to be a good turnout. A lot of the students and parents were happy with it. We had moms coming in and dads coming in the next days after the first couple days telling us that their kids were packing their lunches to the day before to go. They said they hadn't seen them that excited. So that helped us know that we're doing the right thing and helping the community out and allowing these kids to express themselves in appropriate ways.
Yeah, that's great. That's great that you guys have that.
Well, you know, my thinking, art is always a way to express.
Yeah, art is art. I mean, we tell the kids that art is art. There's no such thing.
Right or wrong.
Yeah, it's no such thing as wrong artwork. It's on the beholder's eye. So it's on how you look at it and how you see it is how you take it.
Right, definitely. True. And so do you guys have anything coming up?
Obviously the Wine Bites and Brew will be at that. But the next thing that we kind of got coming up, we're looking for sponsors to help us with our, we're doing murals for Horses with Hearts, and we're going to be doing one for the Boys to Men program as well. So we're going to be taking some of our youth, and we'll be painting some murals on the Horses with Hearts
Water
tank.
cool.
Out front. So, yeah, they've asked us to go ahead and do that with some of the youth there.
Great.
So that's going to
be great.
Our summer project that we have going. And then we're also, you know, we always try to help out Yavapai Casa for Kids. And they're having their gala on the May 15th. So just remember to save that date.
May 15th. Yeah,
May 15th. And it's a great organization to go out and help donate to and sponsor. They do tremendous things with the youth as well. Like I say, they work with foster kids and doing a grant program for them to allow the ones that need help with baseball, clothes, I mean, just simple day-to-day things that foster families can't afford, and especially kinship families. So that's one.
And you guys just did a Bob Ross challenge.
Yeah,
was that last week?
Yeah, we did a Bob Ross paint
challenge. So fun. I'm sorry to have missed it. I was on my list. Yeah, I completely wanted to do that.
Well, if you guys, for the ones that didn't get to make it, we did do a couple of Facebook Live feeds on our website, Crooked Canes Art, or Crooked Canes Art and More, and then also Yavapai Casa for Kids. It was pretty fun. Our winner was actually a 13-year-old girl. Went up against people who have been painting for a couple years, quite a few years actually, and I mean, she killed it, and she nailed a Bob Ross painting on. I knew she was going to be the winner when she came in with her own palette knife and her own fan brush. She meant business, and she had a Bob Ross shirt on. It was a great night. We really loved it.
Fun.
Look forward to doing more of them too.
That's so awesome. I thought that was a great idea for an event.
Yeah,
it was super fun.
We did it within 3 weeks of advertisement. You know, it was kind of a hurry up and get done thing, but it was a great event. And like I said, we look forward to
it. And you guys raised money for that.
Yeah. We raised up nearly $500 to split down between the two organizations.
Wow.
Every little bit counts.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. Crooked Canes, you guys are doing such amazing work for our community. I just think, you know, I love what you guys have been doing.
Wow. And in such a short time, too.
I know. Yeah.
Really.
You
I remember last year, you're going, how do I get this going?
Yeah. It was.
Remember.
We learn day to day. We always tell our kids that we teach every day. You guys come here to learn from us, and we learn from you as well.
Right.
We find different things and inspiration through them every day. Our programs change monthly because we want to keep our youth interacted and interested
Absolutely.
In what we're not what we're doing instead of, oh, this is boring, I'm not coming back again. So we always change it up to keep them interested.
Jason, you and Dale both own Crooked Canes, and you guys are like literally the poster children for the Chamber of Commerce. You know,
True.
Like we said, when you walked in, you were like, oh, I don't have a location yet, but I have an idea. This is what I'm going to do.
Remember.
We don't have our LLC, but we're working on it. And it was seeing you guys day to day, just making it happen. Every single day, you know, you'd come into the chamber and you're like, hey, I finally have a location. Come check it out. Or, hey, you know, I've done this so far. Or, hey, we finally booked a class. Hey, we sold out. I'm going, wow, what a great example for those out there that are looking to start their own business that say, hey, I can't do it, or it's not a good time right now, or I don't have the money. You are like the poster for, you know, doing business.
Yeah, and a lot of this is back to the community again, and also the chamber. I mean, they've been a big support and help from us going to their chamber luncheons. We've been able to network and meet a lot of different organizations, a lot of people that didn't know we existed. I mean, most of our advertisements done on Facebook. We don't have money to go out and spend for magazines and so on and so forth. So the biggest thing that we've had is word of mouth. And, I mean, word of mouth has gone tremendous out in the Chino Valley area. We're starting to, people in Prescott Valley are knowing about us. We've had different organizations reach out to work with us as well. And our doors are always open to help, keep our youth entertained and engaged in being creative.
Maybe you should look at getting one of their cars and paint it.
I'm
always, and then have them put a clear coat over it. So there.
We can do some airbrush work on that.
Yeah.
It'll be one of a kind.
Yeah.
I'm really, and then you can put it out there as a raffle too.
Right.
You know? I'm always trying for the cars, right?
You always see the acrylic pours, you know, that go on the psychedelic acrylic pours. There we go. We can do an acrylic pour over a car.
Cool.
You know, somebody buy that one.
As long as I get Bob Ross on the hood.
Yeah. Yes, Bob Ross everything.
That's so funny. So we've got Wine Bites and Brew. We were just discussing it. Every guest here is a part of Wine Bites and Brew, and we're very excited to have that. Wine Bites and Brew is still going on. It is April 25th. You can purchase your tickets now. You can purchase a general admission at Olson's Grain
at any. All their locations, all five locations. Also, Earthworks has got it. Any Lioness member in Chino Valley
has tickets.
But the VIPs, and you can buy the regular ones too, but the VIPs are strictly at the chamber. And not online because we couldn't keep track of it.
They were going so fast out the door, and people weren't leaving their phone number and address and everything. So it's really hard. So what we're doing is VIP tickets. Come to the Chamber of Commerce if you want your VIP ticket. Get it now because there's only 100 VIP tickets.
And we've already sold more than half.
Yeah. So if you're looking for a VIP ticket, come. VIP tickets are $50. General admission is $25. But after April 10th, everything goes up a little. So
a little bit. But the other thing, I know something you forgot to tell them on the VIP they have. Your own porta potties.
Oh yes, VIP has their own porta potties. So yes, so Wine Bites and Brew Saturday, April 25th. We're still a go from 5 to 9 p.m. at Olson's Grain in Chino Valley. Buy your tickets online at the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, or come into the Chamber of Commerce for your VIP tickets or any Olson's Grain. If you guys have any information on Wine Bites and Brew or need more information on Wine Bites and Brew, you can contact the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reap Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reap Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount, so you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more, meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Thank you all so much for joining us today. We had a great show. I can't believe we're down to the wire. I'd like our guests to just say goodbye and introduce themselves. If you guys want to just say who you are again.
I'm with Jason with Crooked Canes, Art and More, and Arizona Resin Teaching Services. We look forward to seeing you guys at the Wine Bites and Brew.
My name is Alex Logan. I'm with Finley Auto Group Prescott. I'm a community liaison. Just excited to be a part of this event and continue to strengthen and grow with this community.
Liberty Casares, also with Finley Auto Group, and really excited about this event coming up and watching the Wee Wee races.
I'm never going to be forgiven. Right?
Thank you for inviting us to be here.
Yeah. We appreciate you sponsoring us on Wine Bites Brew, and I'm Patty Lindsay from the Chino Valley Lionesses, co-running this event with Miss Lorette from the Chamber.
Yeah, it's a dual event between the Chamber of Commerce and the Chino Valley Lionesses, and like we said, it's our third annual.
Yeah.
I can't even believe it. That means that I've been at my job for 3 years.
Remember the interview, and you cried all morning.
I did. For those of you that don't know, Wine Bites and Brew was actually my job interview.
Yes.
So it really was. So it's that morning I was stressed out. I was crying. It was, you know, darned if you do, darned if you don't. You're worried about if anyone's going to show up. And what a crazy interview to go through.
I agree.
3 years later, we're still on top, and I haven't been fired yet.
And we're still hanging out together.
Yeah. So we've got a few upcoming events. Tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day, there is still a mixer at Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. We'll have our mixer at El Paraiso from 5 to 6:30. So come dressed in your best green or wear something green. They will provide some food and drinks as well. And April 1st, we're still a go on our chamber luncheon at Grace Church. The topic for this is event planning and what to do when there's unforeseen circumstances such as the coronavirus. What do you do when you planned an event and something happens? So come and find out April 1st, and it is from 11:30 to 1. We'll see you all next time at KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days, on 11:30 a.m., 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Annie Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employers, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.